A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I am still welcoming you to the brand new year 2024. What an excitement and a great joy that we all made it into this new year. Don't ever forget, very many people started 2023 with us, but were not alive to say Happy New Year, and not alive to see this brand new year 2024. But the Lord has preserved you because He has a purpose, He has a plan, He has a program for your life. And we do not take this for granted. I therefore rejoice with you in appreciation to the Almighty God who has kept us both alive to see this great year. Congratulations. I am led to lead us to pray this morning. But what are we praying for? I'd like us to read the book of Isaiah, chapter number 58 and verse number 11. I am reading from the Message Bible Translation. The scripture says, I will always show you where to go. I will give you a full life in the emptiest of places, firm muscles, strong bones. You'll be like a well-watered garden, a gurgling spring that never runs dry. May you never run dry. And may this word find expression in your life in the name of Jesus. These are the things we're praying for today and tomorrow. The word of God says, I will always show you where to go. The greatest need in the life of any man after Christ Jesus is the need for direction. Second to finding Christ for a life of glory is divine guidance and direction. Direction or guidance is the secret of every kingdom star. Any kingdom star you see, that man or that woman is one that is enjoying divine guidance and direction. A man guided and directed by God will enjoy the fullness of life even in the emptiest of places. That is made possible only by divine direction. What God is saying is, when things are empty and dry, I am going to guide you, I am going to lead you to where you will enjoy my own full blessings, that it may be dry for others, but for you who is enjoying my direction, says God, it will not be difficult or tough for you. What a joy, what a great promise we have from the Almighty God. But you see, this happens only for a man who is divinely directed or guided by God. Divine direction, a major key to a life of greatness, to a life of glory. A man that is directed of God enjoys great opportunities. Don't forget, opportunity is a discovered avenue for profiting. The man who is guided by God is shown where the opportunities lie, opportunities that others do not see. This man sees these opportunities because he's directed by God. God leads him to where the opportunities are. Secondly, a man that is divinely guided or directed of God enjoys great advantages. God gives him an advantage over others, over his competitors. He has an advantage. He has an advantage over his challenges. He has an advantage over even his enemies. God is giving this man an advantage. God is directing him. In 2 Kings chapter number 6, from verse number 8 to verse number 12, the scripture says, then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once, not twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. the king of Israel had an advantage over the Syrian king, who had more chariots, more soldiers, more equipment than him. The advantage that the king of Israel had was the advantage of direction, divine guidance and direction. Dear listener, when you are guided and directed by God, it gives you an advantage over others, over your competitors, over your challenges, and over your enemies. God wants to give you an advantage. God wants to open your eyes to opportunities, and these happen in the place of divine direction. We're praying for direction this morning. I'd like you to open your heart and pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning. Guide me, thou great Jehovah. This year, 2024, Father, guide me, direct me, and order my steps. Shall we begin to pray in the name of Jesus? My Father and my God, I ask that you will guide me this year. Guide me in all my ways. Guide me in all that I do. In the precious name of Jesus, let me be divinely guided this new year. I ask that you will journey with me and guide me in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let me know what to do this year. Let me know where to go. Let me not be stranded in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I pray that this year I will know what to do. I will know where to go. I will be divinely guided by you, the living God. My steps will be ordered in the name of Jesus. I will not be stranded this year, because thou God of heaven and earth will lead me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let me not miss my opportunities this year. Give me opportunities, discovered avenues for profiting. Let me not miss my opportunities in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father, that I will not miss my opportunities this year, that you will give me discovered avenues for profiting. I will not miss my opportunities by the help of your Spirit. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, give me advantage over my challenges this year. Give me an advantage over my competitors. Give me an advantage over my enemies in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, oh God, that you will give me an advantage this year over my competitors, over my challenges, over my enemies. You will give me an advantage by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and say, Father, give me victory over my enemies this year. Let me be victorious over everything that confronts me by the direction of you, the living God. Make me victorious. Make me wiser than my enemies by your direction in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that by your direction, I will be wiser than my enemies. I will be victorious over my enemies in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, always show me where to go this year and give me a full life in the emptiest of places. Where others are travailing, let me be prevailing in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that throughout this year you will always show me where to go. Father, that you will give me a full life in the emptiest of places. You will give me an advantage over others. And Father, where others travail, I will prevail to the praise of the glory of your name. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that this year 2024, you will be divinely directed. The God of heaven will order your steps. The Lord will guide you by the power of his Spirit. The Lord will always guide you, and he will always show you where to go. He will always show you what to do. You will not be stranded. In the name of Jesus, I pray that in the emptiest of places, the Lord will give you a full blessings. He will show you what you need to do for your own blessings and advantages. The Lord will give you an advantage this year over your competitors. He will give you an advantage over your challenges. God will give you an advantage over your enemies. Like the Syrians were defeated by divine guidance, all the enemies of your life, your destiny and progress shall be totally defeated by the direction of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will show you avenues to profit. You will discover avenues for profiting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will not miss any opportunity this year. In the name of Jesus, I pray by the Spirit of the living God, God will give you advantages over your enemies and He will prosper your ways. You will know what to do. You will know where to go in the name of Jesus. You will be divinely directed. This year shall be your year of greater glory by the direction of the Almighty God. You won't miss it in life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for our Ezra project today. That's our Bible study. We're praying that the Lord will open our eyes to understand His word this year. I therefore invite you to come as we pray for the spirit of understanding at the Light Cathedral and in all lighthouse installations. Join us. You may wish to join the meeting also on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, our 30 Days of Power starts today, 9 p.m. till 9:30. We're praying in the Holy Ghost as instructed by God, and we're doing this for the next 30 days, from today, 2nd of January, to the 31st of January. Don't forget to join that meeting. The platform for that meeting is my YouTube channel and, of course, my Facebook. And don't forget, the handle is at Yemi Grisman. If you have not so done, subscribe to that YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grisman Adunuju, wishing you a very glorious day and a prosperous new year. The Lord bless you.